WFMS Fishers Indianapolis, a Cumulus station powered by Nash, country for life. Welcome to a Friends and Neighbors Sunday morning on 95.5 WFMS.
And good Sunday morning to you. Steve Stewart here in the WFMS studios, just hanging out, doing my thing like we do every Sunday morning at this time. And it's another edition of the WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. So what this show does week in, week out, is give you an opportunity to kind of be introduced to some organizations here in the community that are doing some really cool things, helping out, you know, their friends and neighbors in a big way, and make you aware of who they are, what resources they have. Who knows, maybe you or somebody you know could, you know, benefit from these resources, or the organization might be able to use your help as well. And if so, we'll let you know all about it here by the time we're done. And joining me this morning is Molly Adams. She's the account executive for Million Meal Movement. Molly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And you are the account executive.
Correct.
For Million Meal Movement. And tell us, what is Million Meal Movement? What are your goals or your overall mission here in the community?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having us. We are a nonprofit organization right here in Indianapolis. We are focused on food insecurity here in Indiana. So what we do is we put on what we call food packing events at various organizations, churches, corporations, you name it. We host them, and they package a meal that's called rice soy casserole that we then send out to food banks and food pantries throughout Indiana.
Okay, and we'll talk about those meals, too, in a little bit that you're packing. But how long has the Million Meal Movement been here in the community?
Sure. Well, we started in 2007 with Dan and Nancy Hintz. They are a couple out of Carmel, Indiana. And at that point, we were founded under Kids Against Hunger, which was a national organization.
I see.
And at that point, our focus was food insecurity throughout the world. So all of our food was sent overseas at that point. And then about 3 years ago, we refocused and realigned ourselves and thought, you know what? There's a food insecurity right here in Indiana that really needs our help. And so why don't we focus our efforts right here in Indiana instead of overseas? So we rebranded and became Million Meal Movement. And we're happy to say now that 100% of our food stays right here in Indiana.
Wow. Yeah. And actually, I saw a fact from your website that in Indiana alone, okay, the state itself, 1 million people, and that includes 1 in 5 children, don't know where they're going to get their next meal. And together, well, that's what you're trying to ensure. You're going to make sure they have one. So,
yeah, it's really sad, but, you know, we are trying to get that number in the right direction. And Marion County, of course, is obviously one of the highest counties in Indiana. But you're right. 1 in 5 kids, 1 in 6 adults, and 1 in 6 seniors are food insecure, and they don't know where their next meal is coming from. So we hope to help that.
Yeah, no, good for you. And again, we're speaking with Molly Adams. She's the account executive for Million Meal Movement. And you not only are helping out the hungry in Indiana, but you're also kind of empowering volunteers. It's a great opportunity for folks to become involved with the community and help out with your mission statement, right?
Yeah, correct. So I like to say we're a two-arm organization. So we aren't only, you know, helping the hunger and those in need, but we're also helping people to get that sense of volunteerism built inside of them and to really, you know, acknowledge that and get them to do stuff bigger, you know, than themselves in the community and help their neighbor.
Okay, let's talk about the public packing events that you have. Okay, now, correct me if I'm wrong. This is held on the third Saturday of any month. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct and not correct.
Okay.
It is every third Saturday. We do take the month off of October because we have our big event. And then we do usually
which we will talk about.
Okay. Yeah. And then we do take usually like the month of May and June off because of summer vacations. But
I see. Okay, so tell me how those work, the public packing events. What happens when you do that?
Yeah, so people can sign up right on our website, and it's actually, we offer them at a discounted rate than what we normally would offer a regular packing event. And again, that goes to the fact that we want to instill volunteerism, especially in children. And so we want families or small groups or whoever to come out to our warehouse, which is right on 96th and 69. You know, so it's easy location for people to get to, and they can, like I said, sign up on our website, come and pack for 2 hours. It's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Okay.
On that Saturday morning, and it's just 2 hours long. So who doesn't have 2 hours on a Saturday morning, you know, to come and pack meals for the hungry? And they come and they pack meals, and it's fun, and we play music, and it's lively, and and then they go home, and they, you know, have this great sense of giving back.
Okay. And you mentioned, Molly, that it's great for younger kids to be a part of. I mean, like youth groups or scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Yeah, it's great for organizations like that, or church youth groups. Yeah. Sports teams can get involved with this. And, you know, if you're trying to, you know, teach these kids that, hey, you know what, it's good to give back to the community. I mean, we can play football on Sundays, but let's start giving back. Yeah. It's an excellent opportunity to do that. Now, you mentioned to be a part of these public packing events, you need to go to the website. Now, what is that?
The website is www.millionmealmovement.org. It is a mouthful, but it's millionmealmovement.org. And then, yeah, exactly like you were saying, Steve. So we like to say kids any age from 6 to 90 can do this. So, you know, adult kids and young kids. And, you know, again, the other thing neat too is we accept any disabilities. So if somebody isn't, you know, can't stand, they need to sit, we can definitely, you know, they can come and package meals. We have a job for them. If somebody's blind, you know, they can stand and package meals. We have a job for them. So really, we don't have any restraints, which is nice.
And there at the website, you can get all the information about volunteering, everything that it takes to be volunteered. Can you get signed up right there? I mean, pick a Saturday that works for you and or your group or your family and get signed up right there at the website,
correct? Yep, right on the website. Yep, you can just sign up right there on the website and it will, you know, it'll show the dates that we have available and you pick the date that you want and you sign up. And there is a cost associated with it. I do want to talk about that because I don't want people to be shocked because we are a nonprofit. So all of the money that we use is to actually package the meal. So what you're doing is you're actually paying for the ingredients that go into the meals.
Uh-huh.
So for a family of four, for those third Saturday packs, it's $60.
I see. Okay. And that, all that information is on there as well.
Yep.
Okay. And again, the website is millionmealmovement.org. And the public packing events take place on, well, we mentioned the third Saturday of given month. Some they take off 9 to 11 a.m. And you can get information on that, how to do that. Again, we're speaking with Molly Adams. She's the account executive for Million Meal Movement here in Indianapolis. And we were talking about packing those meals for the hungry. What all goes into those? Tell us a little bit about what you're putting in or what you'll be packing.
Yeah, so the meals itself are very unique. They're very heavy protein-based as well as nutrition. So what goes into them is obviously rice. So rice is the main component, which fills their bellies and, you know, keeps them full for the day. And then there's a protein that goes into it. It's a soy protein and that goes in. And the soy protein that's in one bag is equivalent to like a 6 ounce steak. So they're getting very nutritious meal. And then there's a vitamin powder and it has 21 different vitamins and minerals. So they're getting their nutrition that they maybe necessarily wouldn't get otherwise. And some additional vitamins, especially the children, you know, kids that need their vitamins, you know, to stay healthy and stuff, they're going to get it in this meal. And then lastly is there's 6 different dehydrated vegetables in it, which is great because, you know, you need your vegetables to stay healthy as well. So you're getting vegetables and there's 6, like I said, 6 different vegetables in that. And what they do is it's all, so I'll talk about it on two ways. So each person at the packing events are putting an ingredient into the bag. But once the bag gets to its end result, meaning the people's cupboards, all they do is they boil it and it creates this nice casserole that will feed, one bag will feed a family of four. Very good. And they'll have their meal, you know, for the day. And then we also like to give different recipe cards out and stuff for them to manipulate it. So if they get sick and tired of just having this one basic meal, they can manipulate it in easy ways. Is that they would get at the food pantries, like maybe boil it with a can of chicken stock instead of water or vegetable stock. That's going to give it a different flavor. Add some canned meat to it. Add some canned tomatoes to it to make a tomato base. You know, add some taco seasoning to it, make it a taco base casserole. So there's all different ways. I like to say it kind of takes on the form of tofu, where it will soak up any flavors that you cook it with.
Right.
So, which is great because, like I said, if a family is having to eat this, you know, 3 times out of the month, you know, we all get bored of eating the exact same thing every day. So, you know, if they can manipulate it and change the flavor, you know, that's something great too.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And again, we're speaking with Molly Adams. She's the account executive from Million Meal Movement. We're talking about the public packing events that you could help out, you can volunteer with. You've got youth groups, scouts, church youth groups, sports teams. Get on the website. It's millionmealmovement.org and get more information on that. And you did mention earlier, Molly, that this month or the month of October, you are taking off. And that's because we've got a pretty big event going on. Tell us about the 2017 Million Meal Marathon.
Yeah, this is the seventh annual for it.
Seventh annual, okay.
Yeah, and it's held down at Lucas Oil Stadium, and it's on October 10th this year, and it's all day long. That's why we call it a marathon. It's not a run. People ask me, oh, so is it a running marathon? No. It's a packing marathon where we're packing meals all day long. It's our goal on that one day to package 1 million meals. And then, like I said, it's all day long. It's held down at Lucas Oil. We engage about 2,000 to 3,000 volunteers on that day. So we're always, you know, we're looking for people to come down and help us run the event, be part of what we call our M3 crew, a playoff of our name. And those are the people that actually help us run the event. Because as you can imagine, Steve, it's with 3,000 volunteers, we need a lot of help to run that. And actually, because Million Meal Movement, there's only two of us. It's myself and my coworker that run the organization full time. So volunteerism is huge for us. And, you know, we look for people to, I like to say, do the heavy lifting of sorts, you know, lifting the bags of rice and soy and refilling the ingredients and corralling the people. So, yeah.
Okay. So that's coming up. That's a Tuesday, right?
Yeah. It's a Tuesday October because, 10. Yeah, it's in conjunction with the Colts. So the Colts Day of Caring is on Tuesday. So you'll see some Colts players down there, some Colts cheerleaders, and it's right down at the stadium, which is neat because not a lot of people get to see that side of the stadium.
Right. And it's, you said it's 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
It's a marathon.
Yes.
And say I'm listening this morning and I'm thinking, hey, you know what? I've got some time. You don't have to stay there the whole time. You can work shifts, can you?
Broken down. You definitely don't have to stay down there all day long. It's broken down to four different shifts. So each shift is roughly 2 hours or so. But if you don't have 2 hours to give and you only have an hour on your lunch break or something, come on down. We'll take it. We'll take whatever you can give us. Again, just like the Third Saturday packs, you can sign up for it right on our website. And the different shifts are broken down. And you can pick which shift you want. So if you want to come in after work, you know, with your family. And that's the other thing, too. It's great for families to come. Again, just what we were talking about before. It's great for families to come and volunteer.
Right. Right. It gives you a great sense of accomplishment and helping out the community. So say I'm listening this morning, I think, hey, my family's got some time. We can do a shift on Tuesday, October 10th. Just get to the website, sign up and volunteer, get down there. And you are looking to pack 1 million meals for Indiana's Hungry, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
And has that been your goal the previous six times, or have you accomplished that?
Our goal. We have accomplished it in years past. It really depends on our sponsorship levels and stuff and how many sponsors we get and how many volunteers we get to come down and pack if we hit, you know, that goal or where we hit it. I think right now we're estimated with what we have signed up to be about 700,000 meals, so we're close.
Okay, great.
Close
yeah.
To it, yeah.
But still need some help.
Yeah,
so
still
if folks,
need some help.
If you can get to the website, again, it's www.millionmealmovement.org. There's information on not only the Million Meal Marathon coming up at Lucas Oil Stadium, also the public packing events. Make sure you check into those. The big event coming up, the 2017 Million Meal Marathon, that's Tuesday, October 10th, Lucas Oil Stadium. It's an all-day event. It is a marathon. That's why it's called that. It's 9 a.m. to 7:30. Of course, you don't have to be there that entire time, but they're needing volunteers. So come on down and help feed the hungry here in Indiana, because all these meals stay right here in the state.
Yeah, and actually, I'm going to correct you on that because we're lying kind of little bit on that. Because of all the world crisis that's been going on with the hurricanes and the earthquakes, we have helped our neighbors. So we did send 70,000 meals down to Texas last month with that. We're very, you know, happy that we were able to help the Texans in need. And then with the marathon, we're hoping to send some of those meals to Puerto Rico and or Mexico to help those people in need, because it's just dire. It's so dire down there right now.
Absolutely. And I think that's just an awesome idea, Molly. Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to get mad or mad at me for fibbing about that. So it's an excellent opportunity to help out the 2017 Million Meal Marathon. Help pack 1 million meals, not only for the folks here in Indiana, but around the world, because we've been experiencing a lot of, you know, with the hurricanes, the earthquakes, this and that. You can help out, you and your family. Just get to the website, www.millionmealmovement.org, and see how you can help out. Molly, pleasure chatting with you this morning. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Keep in touch, okay?
Sounds good. Will do. Thank you.
You're listening to the 95.5 WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community. Charity Show. If your nonprofit organization would like to be featured on the Friends and Neighbors Show, contact us at info@WFMS.com. Let us know how we can help you, or if you'd like to help us with our Friends and Neighbors Community Outreach Program. We're all friends and neighbors. 95.5 WFMS.
And good Sunday morning to you. It's another edition of WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. Appreciate you stopping by. My name's Steve Stewart. Today, I'm joined by Jimmy Weddle. Good morning, Jimmy.
How are you?
Hey, good, man. He is the area chairman and recruiting chair of Ducks Unlimited for Southern Indiana, right?
Correct, sir.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for being here, Jimmy. And Ducks Unlimited, what's the overall mission? What is it you guys exactly do?
So Ducks Unlimited is a wetlands and a waterfowl conservation organization. It started in 1937, so we're celebrating our 80th anniversary. And what we do is we have basically no marketing budget. We do all grassroots type of things with volunteers. We have events all over the state, banquets, other types of activities where we do auctions, raffles, so on and so forth to raise funds that we then take to our headquarters, our national. We have our biologists take a look at different properties and things like that, and we invest that money into the properties that benefit not only wetlands and waterfowl, but clean water and other species that would be involved in those types of areas.
I see. Okay. And you say you've been around since 1937. And yes. Ducks Unlimited, it's a nationwide group, correct?
U.S., Canada, Mexico.
Okay. Absolutely. And we mentioned, were in charge of Southern Indiana.
Southern Indiana. So, yeah.
The area chairman.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the recruiting chair for Southern Indiana. So the groups are across the entire nation. And pretty much your vision of Ducks Unlimited is to fill the skies with waterfowl today, tomorrow, and forever.
Forever being the key. Yeah, we lose more and more wetlands every day by the minute, so we're trying to combat that as best we can.
Very cool. And I told you before we turned on the mics here, I mean, you're sitting with a bird nerd, man. I've been chasing those waterfowl a time or two, and I appreciate the efforts that you guys are doing. And like we said, you've been here since 1937. Ducks Unlimited is a totally volunteer-based organization, correct?
Absolutely. So at our national or our state meetings, rather, we have our state little volunteer celebration. We have 500 and some odd people. There's roughly 10,000 volunteers across the state, but there are only two actual paid Ducks Unlimited employees in the state. The regional director, Josh, who I work with, and then Dave handles the north half. So two guys doing a lot of footwork for an entire state with the help of a lot of volunteers.
Sure, yeah, and we'll talk about volunteer efforts if folks would possibly be interested here in just a few minutes. What are some of the things, Jimmy, that you guys do, or some of the ways you conserve these areas, or you help protect the wetlands? What are some of the techniques?
So, for example, down in Southern Indiana in the southwest corner, there's Goose Pond as probably the keynote.
Heard of it?
Thing. Yep. It's actually changing the way some of the birds migrate because it's 9,000 acres of wetlands. And the long and the short of it is, with other partnerships and donations and grants, Ducks Unlimited purchased said 9,000 acres, turned it over to the state on the condition that it be maintained as a public land for hunting, fishing, bird watching, just overall outdoor enjoyment. So everything that they purchase, they don't actually own. They'll turn it back over to the state to ensure that it is a public property.
I see. Okay. And we're speaking with Jimmy Weddle. He's the area chairman and the recruiting chair of Ducks Unlimited for Southern Indiana. And the main vision of Ducks Unlimited is to fill the skies with waterfowl today, tomorrow, and forever. And so much more than just ducks. When you think of Ducks Unlimited, you think of ducks. But you're doing so many different things, like restoring grasslands, replanting forests, restoring watersheds, working with landowners, acquiring land, and the list goes on and on. So, website, Jimmy, what's a website folks can go to if they really want to dig deep into this and see exactly what it is that you guys are doing and helping out?
Quite simple. The main website is ducks.org. You can go ducks.org/Indiana, and that'll give you everything from a breakdown standpoint as far as the state. And if you want to tap into some of the local things, click on the tab there that says events, and you can search it by your zip code or wherever you're going to be and be a part of an event or any of the other activities that we do.
Okay, so that's ducks.org/Indiana if you want to check that out. And some folks listening this morning might be kind of surprised as well, Jimmy, to know that Ducks Unlimited offers youth programs. I mean, you have some youth programs available for the younger kids that will help educate them and get them involved as well. Tell us about some of those.
Absolutely. So there's several different projects that we do. A lot of the groups in the north put together the wood duck nesting boxes. They actually build them from scratch with some of the youth, put those out. Here on the south, we have a youth day where we went to Muscatatuck, the fish and wildlife area, did some cleanup there. We also did another project with a cool group down south, the Sporting Clays. Sugar Creek opened up their doors to us, and we had a waterfowl 101, a little introduction for people who wanted to be a part of waterfowling, didn't necessarily know what they needed to do. Are there any decoys or waders and all those kinds of things, and educate, you know, not only the youth, but ones who are trying to get introduced to the sport that didn't really know where to start.
I see. Okay. And we're speaking with Jimmy Weddle. Again, he's the area chairman and recruiting chair of Ducks Unlimited for Southern Indiana, joining us today. The website we mentioned is ducks.org/Indiana. And if somebody's listening today, we mentioned that Ducks Unlimited is totally volunteer-based. And say I've got an interest in the outdoors. I enjoy hunting. I enjoy fishing. I like getting out there. I want to help out. How would I get involved in volunteering, Jimmy?
Website's always the best thing to go to. If you were to click on the contact section, you'll see my name as the Southern Recruiting Chair. There's also all of the people that hold offices, again, volunteers, but the state chairman and the treasurer and all that, they're all listed there. You can contact any one of them and they'll be happy to point you in the right direction of an event or some other type of fundraising or activity that we would have going on, and find somebody, you know, local. If you're in the Indianapolis area, you'd fall under South Central, and that would be me, and I can put you in the right direction.
Okay, and you say when it comes to volunteering, you can help out at various events, fundraisers, some of those youth programs we mentioned, maybe
exactly.
Help volunteer with that. So the sky's really the limit when it comes to volunteering. There's a lot of different areas involved, and I'm sure there's some backbreaking work involved as well that you can use some volunteer help with, right?
Sometimes there is.
Okay.
You know, like for a lot of the events, we have a group of anywhere from, you know, depending on the event, 5 to 10 to 20 volunteers that come in. Volunteer status is just that. I have people that just come and take money for tickets at the door, and I have other people that help order merchandise and unload trucks and set up rooms and run auctions and all kinds of things, so that your participation is kind of at your discretion. We've got a job for everybody.
I see. Okay. And again, the website is ducks.org/Indiana. And I will say one thing, Jimmy, when it comes to the outdoors and people who have a passion for the outdoors, that's the key word. Passion. They love it. And say I'm listening this morning, I'm like, okay, well, I've been, you know, given some money here and there, but I'd love to donate to Ducks Unlimited. How would they go about doing that? I mean, probably got something there at the website set up.
Website is an option. And honestly, the best thing to do is attend an event. Your money's from your participation in the evening. For example, my event includes dinner and entry, and also includes a membership. So you get a magazine throughout the year, those kinds of things. That's the best way to handle the donating. The one thing that I like to stress to people when it comes to donating is there's a lot of good charities, there's a lot of good organizations out there, but as a whole, on your dollar, 85 cents of every dollar will actually go into the ground. There's no marketing budget. It's all grassroots. So if you really want your money to go to what you want it to go to, it's a charity that you should definitely investigate.
I saw that on the website, and that's huge. That means a lot to a lot of people. And also a way you can kind of donate in a secondhand way, I guess, is the hat you wore in today. Yep. And I'm sure if you've ever been to Gander Mountain or Cabela's or one of the Bass Pro shops, maybe, you know, down south or up north, there's one as well, the Ducks Unlimited gear.
Absolutely.
In a way, a portion of that comes right back to your organization
very
as well,
much so.
Right?
All of those organizations and all of the different manufacturers, the clothing companies and things like that, license the Ducks Unlimited logo because of its, you know, national brand, and they do get kickbacks from those kinds of things as well. So if you buy Ducks Unlimited waders or shotgun shells or whatever the case may be, you will get some of that kickback to Ducks Unlimited.
Okay, and I also noticed, Jimmy, on the website, I was going through it today and the other day, there's some hunting tips on there.
Yeah.
For the hunters, I mean, migration patterns, working with decoys, retriever training, and so much more.
Yeah.
So a lot of great information there. And, you know, I think a common misconception with people is they think that the hunting group or hunters, all they do is take. And that there's nothing further from the truth. I mean, your hunters are your biggest conservationists. Am I wrong?
Very much so. Very much so. Ducks Unlimited, especially in the state of Indiana, is known for its banding practices. We do large banding numbers up north. down south at Lake Monroe. We catch them during their molting period. We attach a number to them. It helps with tracking every single year. The combination of our numbers and our assistance with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Organization tells us what we're allowed to take. They set limits on what we're allowed to take so that we're maintaining for the future forever, as in the mission statement.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Jimmy Weddle from Ducks Unlimited this morning. The website, check it out. Very cool organization. They do some great things. It's ducks.org/Indiana. I'll take you right to our area. And Jimmy, such a pleasure speaking with you, man. And keep up the good work. I really admire what you do.
We will do that. I appreciate you having us.
The 95.5 WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. If your nonprofit organization would like to be featured on the Friends and Neighbors Show, contact us at info@WFMS.com. Let us know how we can help you. Or if you'd like to help us with our Friends and Neighbors Community Outreach Program, we're all friends and neighbors. 95.5 WFMS.